Hey everyone, this is Joran from Chatamize, and it's the third episode of Future of Chatbots. And today I have a guest, Virginia from Mobile Monkey, started as the director of content marketing and now is the director of marketing. Virginia, thank you for coming. Can you introduce yourself to my audience?
Joran, thanks for inviting me. Yeah, I work at a chat marketing platform called Mobile Monkey. We have marketing bots and automations that you can set up both for Facebook Messenger as well as SMS and web chat. So we've been growing fast over the last couple of years. Started as a Facebook bot platform, Facebook advertising chat bots and that kind of thing. And this year we were really excited that we expanded into some new channels, making that reach for our customers that much more.
Yeah. And to which channels are you expanding?
So we've got chatbots that work simultaneously in Facebook Messenger as well as web chat, native web chat, so that some visitors to your website, they won't need to be signed into Facebook in order to interact with your business's, you know, chat automations. And then also in the US and Canada, we've just rolled out our SMS chatbots as well.
Okay, awesome. Awesome, really awesome. What do you think is coming in 2020 for chatbots? What is like the future? What are we going to do this year? And maybe the coming 5 years?
Yes. Yeah, 5 years.
Just the future in general.
I see a lot of voice chatbots kind of popping up in the different technology for voice activated bots. And of course, you know, when you think about that, you also start thinking about the Internet of Things. So yeah, being able to chat with your devices, your cars, and that kind of thing. I know that my own like use of my voice assistant is pretty limited because I don't generally find the results to come back is very good. But I am starting to use, you know, chat-based search a lot more. So I think that voice recognition is getting better. And also, of course, I mean, from the like perspective of the business that's looking to get value from their chat marketing automations, we've been using email marketing automation for a long time as businesses to help extend our reach and get our message out there and bring our clients back in the door. So when Facebook Messenger released the API that allowed for doing those same things in a chat app that a lot of people have on their phone, that was an amazing thing. I think we'll need to see more of that ability to do it in applications like Apple, in applications like, you know, WhatsApp. I'm hoping to see a ton more APIs coming out on the really popular messaging platforms that users have around the world. And then of course the technology that lets businesses connect with their customers there.
Yeah. And you already mentioned WhatsApp. WhatsApp now has a kind of open API in which you need to request access to in order to make a chatbot for them. Do you, and you also next to that, you also have Instagram with Instagram Direct, and there are some signs that Instagram will also be integrating chatbots. If they, do you think they will be launching that this year?
Yeah, I mean, I would like to see that. There's signs. There's definitely signs that they're going to be launching that maybe in the second half of the year.
And will Mobile Monkey also provide integrations with them?
Of course. Of course. We are talking to our Facebook contacts because, of course, it's all in the family. To be, you know, the top of the list when those aren't released.
And you also mentioned voice chatbots. Do you think at one day Mobile Monkey will also integrate voice in their features?
I think that, you know, there's of course a huge value in that, but once the technology's caught up, I also think there's a level where the technology has to catch up to the point of it being really valuable and useful to the everyday business owner who's also running a million other campaigns and channels. So we'll see when that happens, and, you know, hopefully it happens, because I think, you know, as consumers, we can see that that would be cool and useful in our everyday lives. We just need to make it practical.
Yeah, what I have a Google Mini myself, and it's currently on the Dutch language, and I can't even make a phone call. It's not possible.
Can't.
No, right now it's not possible. I bought one just to figure out what I can do and what I can do with it, and I really using it only for my grocery list. So it's really just useful when I'm just sitting at the table and so, oh, I need to buy this. And then I say, hey, Google, buy me, set this on my grocery list. And then he will do it. But if
you've,
I say...
You basically found a way to make it useful. Otherwise,
yeah,
paperweight with a cord.
Yeah. And but if I say, let's call some person, it will say, I not understand you. But I know that Google, in Dutch, it's really limited. But I also think... In English, I think it is possible with a Google Assistant and also with Alexa. I think it is possible, but you know, all those different languages, Google and Alexa also need to overcome that challenge.
Right.
So that's also, but with Mobile Monkey, it's like possible to just make a chatbot in any language, right?
I think it's like almost 40 supported languages.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good amount for there's some people we've put a few languages on the queue, yes, but hope we want it to be accessible to everyone around the world.
I understand. How do you think chatbots will develop? Because what I mainly see, but I don't know about the United States, but what I mainly see in the Netherlands is that not a lot of businesses are really using chatbots, like consistently. And the ones that are using them are just using them for really simple use cases, like question answering, maybe some few questions for an appointment, but also really simple use cases. How do you think, in general, this will develop in 2020?
I hope to see an increase in adoption of chatbots, but I also would say that those simple use cases, if they're bringing a business value, like setting up appointments, obviously that's great because... Yeah. It's taking it off of a person's plate and it's creating, you know, new appointments, new leads. Maybe those are people who are getting, you know, services, actual appointments, in which case then that's the exact way that I would want to see a chatbot used. And I think that there can be simple ways to integrate a chatbot into your website or sales funnel. So I have a customer of Mobile Monkeys. They work with a mover and they built them a very simple bot that gives them a quote estimate. And it just asks like three questions, like, are you moving within 50 miles or outside of 50 miles? And you know, just a few limited questions. And then it's able to capture that information and provide them with an estimate, a rough estimate. And that's enough to just, it's exploded this mover's business, right? They have to turn it off because they have to figure out how to scale up the services. And these are great stories. It's just, you know, they drive the traffic to this landing page and it says, get your quote from our bot. And I mean, this is the perfect use case for a lot of small businesses. And also it's really simple, right? It's not like, it's extremely simple. Oh, but, they do add an element of delight and surprise because they've got a button that says, tell me a cat joke. What's the latest cat joke? And they change that out every week or something like that. Yeah. And they've got a mascot for their bot, which is this little cat. It's like the owner's cat and it's named Bernie and it tells a joke. So there is, you know, a way to kind of give it a little bit of extra life. And it's delightful. People do like that. But if you do, you know, bare bones, like gets the job done, we know the statistics that people, you know, over half of people would rather talk to a bot that just helps them get what they need, or talk and chat with businesses just to get what they need quicker.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I think in general with chatbots, you can have like with only a small chatbot, you can have like huge sales or huge decrease in customer service costs, and it even really doesn't need to be that big. I always advise people coming to me for a chatbot, I always advise just start with one or two use cases and expand later. Just look at the analytics. I have some few statements I want to get through of Oracle, Gartner, and Business Insider. I will just read them and then hear your opinion about it. It's the first one is from Oracle. They said by 2020, 80% of businesses plan to utilize chatbots. Gartner said 85% of customer support interactions will be performed by a chatbot by 2020, and 80% of businesses are expected to have some sort of chatbot automation in 2020. This last one was said by Business Insider. In general, they all say like 80% of businesses will use chatbots in 2020. Do you think this is true?
Well, we're in 2020.
Yeah.
I don't know if 80% of businesses, but you know, you can certainly use qualifiers to say that there could be chatbots that are being used in internal systems that we don't necessarily see.
Yeah.
I think a lot about my time is kind of spent in the customer facing customer communications bots that talk, you know, help with customer service issues or help with, you know, getting marketing reach and messaging out there. There is this other world of chat based automation that's related to HR and inventory and order fulfillment and stuff that consumers don't even see. So, you know, I can't speak to that. It would be really interesting to know on what scale those technologies are growing as well.
And I don't know if you can say anything about it, but does MobileMonkey have a lot of customers who are using MobileMonkey internally?
The MobileMonkey's core specialty is being a customer-facing communication platform.
So it's not really focused on the internal processes and
But it is fascinating to me because I know a lot of, or I've been researching more and more the kinds of like robot automations and things like that for internal enterprises, especially, right? So maybe if you throw that qualifier, 80% of enterprise organizations are using chatbots.
Yeah. I thought of it like it was a really huge number for me. Like, I don't know how it is in the United States, but in the Netherlands, I really don't even know one business that's using them consistently outside really huge brands that are out there. They're using chatbots and their applications are really not that good. Like, the response of the chatbot are really like every time the same response, and you just can't get out of the loop or can't get to speak a human. So they're not that good, but I think like 80% is a lot. I think like more 30 to 40% would be more accurate. But Andrew, who was on my last episode, he said like maybe they mean that like 80% ever use the chatbot, maybe as a prototype or like testing it. But the like more 30 or 40% who was using it consistently in their marketing.
Right.
So I think
I agree with your estimate. It's probably closer to that neighborhood. Realistically, from what I can see. And these estimates, I believe that one that you talked about from Oracle is from 2016.
Yeah, so it's a time ago.
Yeah.
And what you also see in the Gartner hype cycle, that you also see there's now a lot of hype around chatbots, but it's going to fall down in the coming 2 years. And then it's like, okay, the hype is much less, and maybe the estimates are more accurate than they are when in 2016.
Exactly. I kind of like the word. I think it's useful to use the word chatbots because that's the technology for a lot of people. Yeah. But also, like, chat marketing for me is, I'm from a world with email marketing or search marketing and that kind of thing. So then now I'm talking about chat marketing, and it's using this certain channel and setting up mass messages and automations and integrations that, you know, help with our marketing campaigns.
Yeah. For me, it was also the terminology that's used is like, everyone is using another term because when I initially started with chatbots, it was like, for my research, which I needed to do for the university. And then I was like, we're talking about voice chatbots, but in university terms, like the official terms is like, no, they're not chatbots, they're voice user interfaces. Like, so I can't say chatbots to the university, but people are talking like voice chatbots. I think, there's some,
Interesting.
Yeah, so it's a little bit different, but I think you're probably right in that. I think we'll go to chat marketing. Do you think in the chat marketing has more possibilities than normal marketing, because you see that a lot of gurus are saying like chat marketing is going to be the next thing in the coming 10 years. Everything, Mark Zuckerberg said it already, said everything is going to be private.
Right.
Do you also think that everything is going to be private and it's only going to be mostly chat?
I sure don't want to like step back into that hype machine, but you know, every time a new technology comes around, if it sticks, it's not going anywhere. So I'm not going to throw away my email marketing platform, and I'm not going to stop doing my SEO, but I'm also going to add on to, and my customers are going to expect that I give an option to. We have, you know, as with social media and the internet has made things more a collaborative culture, and, you know, we can take our control of the messaging that we received. It's like businesses need to make themselves available and put the options out there. And chat is definitely a channel that, especially when you start talking about things like text messages, I get so many text messages that I need that are very useful from businesses about like appointment reminders or your shipment is coming today and stuff like that. So I definitely expect the convenience of some text messages or, you know, Messenger or whatever that your consumer based on regionality or, you know,
yeah,
taste and preference wants to get their little chat message updates from a business from.
Yeah. I think I'm already, there's still one question. How is Mobile Monkey going to change in 2020? Can you say anything about it?
I would say that we, you know, kind of started the year off with a big change, which is the ability to create a bot that not only works in one channel, but it works in three channels. So I guess I would just like, I mean, how great is it for a business that you don't have to use different platforms to do your text message marketing or your Facebook Messenger marketing, et cetera, but also the bot that you create works simultaneously on multiple channels. I would love to see new channels coming up. Of course, that's really dependent on the platforms and their availability, but we're looking forward to that in the coming, you know, maybe second half of the year, as well as Facebook ads tools. We've got some great things on the roadmap, not to give anything away, that will just make Facebook ads even better with bots. Just the creation of that ad and the ease of launching really lead generating activity from that Facebook ad platform.
And did the choice for going to SMS, was it also based on the fact that Facebook now is changing their policy?
Well, I think more options is a good thing, right?
Yeah.
For a business. There was so much incredible demand for the SMS tool when we announced that was coming, because we kind of did like a soft like announcement in December. Just, you know, interest through the roof. Like, I want to be able to use text messages to reach my customers. And Facebook Messenger is definitely a popular, I think it's like the number two most useful or popular, highest number of users in the world. But that doesn't reach everybody. So,
no.
So yeah, having that SMS option is going to be great.
Yeah, I also I don't know until Mobile Monkey and also ManyChat went to SMS. I started thinking about, well, the last time I got an SMS was like 10 years ago, except for
the
voicemail text that I get regularly. Oh, you have a voicemail. I really don't get any text messages because in the past it was like, okay, we're not going to use SMS anymore because we have like now WhatsApp and Telegram. So we just quit the whole channel. But now, in my opinion, the whole channel is like not used. And now you have like all those chatbot software like Mobile Monkey and like ManyChat, they're going to use the channel. And to me, it's like a really good solution because the only messages I will receive are from the businesses that will use the SMS and the SMS channel. So I think the open rates will be extremely high, especially for people who are not using SMS like me regularly.
That's interesting. So in the Netherlands, like text messaging is replaced by like WhatsApp and stuff.
Yeah.
Like
Yeah, I can only speak for myself, but what I generally see also with my friends and my family is that nobody uses text. Everyone is using WhatsApp. Mm-hmm. And I know when Facebook said they acquired WhatsApp, it was like a kind of shift from WhatsApp to Telegram, not even to SMS, but to Telegram for like a week. And then you see, well, okay, not all your friends are going to Telegram, so you go back to WhatsApp. But that was like the only shift I noticed in the last 10 years, I think. So everyone in the Netherlands is on WhatsApp. But when I talked with Andrew on my last episode, he also said, well, we're not using WhatsApp that much in the United States. He was more like using iMessage and all these kind of stuff, which I am not using regularly.
Right. So regional, right?
Yeah, it's really regional. What do you use as your main text messaging application?
I think the majority of my friends and family are on I text them with SMS, but then like people who I have, you know, business like connections with, I use Messenger more. And then, and then there's some people that I talk to on WhatsApp, and that's kind of like my inner circle where it's like, we've all kind of got the memo that we want to chat on WhatsApp. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And do you use LinkedIn any point?
I use LinkedIn. That's going to be, of course, business connections too. Yeah. I have so many chat applications. I'm always switching to all of them. Instagram, obviously. Well, I don't know, obviously. I mean, you might
have. Yeah, in the Netherlands, we also use a lot of Instagram.
Okay.
mostly the teenagers, the younger people will use it. And now you have a light shift of like parents going slowly to Instagram.
So, the chat.
Yeah.
Friends. Oh, cool.
So it's a small shift.
Interesting how many we can juggle just totally seamlessly.
What I primarily noticed is that first when Facebook came out, all of the teenagers and the young people went to Facebook, and then like all the parents came to Facebook. So all the young people went to Instagram. And now I think there will be a shift from parents going to Instagram. So maybe the young people need a new channel again.
Yeah.
But I think the future will tell.
Exactly.
So do you have any?
That was a great note. The future will tell.
Do you have any things? Any? What do you want to see in 2020?
Oh, what do I want to see in 2020? I guess in general, it would just be great to see the adoption of the chatbots, but in ways that are really valuable for businesses, because it hopefully is just an obvious decision. Like their customer technology is easy enough to use. Like, you know, it's really about the timing. Timing is everything, and the technology is everything. And so if there is an increase in chat marketing adoption, I think it would be because of, you know, the progress made by platforms and technologies that make that an option for businesses of all sizes, of all development teams, and that kind of thing.
Okay, awesome. Awesome. Do you have any questions for me, or
do you have anything you want to see in 2020 from chatbots?
Yeah, I want two things. I want like chatbots, more like omnichannel marketing. So I want chatbots on WhatsApp. I want them on Instagram. I want them on Facebook, on websites. I just want them everywhere. Also, good points, LinkedIn. I have seen not any movement of LinkedIn in the chatbot direction. So I'm really curious whether they are going to do anything with it or just leave it out and like do nothing with it. So omnichannels, I think, really important. And the other one is more like advanced chatbots. Now chatbots are really simply used for appointments or for question answering. And I would like some more advanced use cases, maybe to just automate a whole process, which is maybe a little bit more complicated. But I really would like that. But I think currently chatbots are really interesting for like small businesses. And the really huge use cases for more large businesses, I think they're really interesting. And I want to see more of them in 2020.
That's cool. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, great. Okay, then this was the podcast. Thank you for coming. I really appreciate it that you wanted to participate in my podcast. And for the listener or viewer, hit the like button, hit the subscribe button. Until next time.